And yet another controversial comment made by an influential Israeli rabbi has sparked fresh security concerns in the Middle East. Here's the details.
The spiritual leader of the ultra-Orthodox Shah's party, Rabbi Obadiah Yusuf, has wished death for all Palestinians and the acting Palestinian Authority chief Mahmoud Abbas. Speaking during his weekly sermon, the ultra-Orthodox rabbi described the Palestinians as evil people who should perish from earth. He told his followers that God should strike Palestinians with a plague. The annihilation call coming from the political and spiritual leader of the Shah's party, which is also a member of Israel's ruling coalition, received immediate condemnation from the Palestinian Authority.
Absolute outrage. This is not the first time this rabbi speaks in such a way. Almost 2 years ago, he called the Palestinians cockroaches, and this sparked, of course, anger among not only the Palestinians, but also the leadership. Led by Mr. Mahmoud Abbas, who said that these comments would not serve the efforts of course, the so-called peace negotiations.
PA's chief negotiator, Saeb Erekat, has slammed the comments as Israel's ongoing provocation and racism against Palestinians. He says the speech amounts to incitement to genocide and the assassination of Abbas. Rabbi Yusuf's comments come as the Palestinian Authority and Israel prepare for U.S.-sponsored talks in September. Erekat has described such comments as an insult to efforts to advance direct talks. But this is not the first time an Israeli rabbi has called for violence against non-Jews. Earlier, an extremist rabbi co-wrote a book published in 2009, casting a firestorm of controversy. The rabbi said it's permissible to kill non-Jews and Israel's enemies, as well as their babies and children, to control what he calls their evil tendencies.
The irony here, actually, is that the Shas party started as a non-Zionist party, but because they've become embroiled in politics and because they live on the state of Israel, they benefit from the state of Israel, they get resources out of the state of Israel to have schools of their own, they've become Machiavellian. They've absorbed the Zionist mentality, the Zionist mindset, of which they were opponents in the beginning, and they've become even much worse than any secular Zionists.
With such spread of hate for other religions coming from Israeli spiritual leaders, there seems to be little hope for a Middle East free from violence.